Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ohio State, Texas, Cotton Bowl tomorrow. Tonight, oh yeah, it's the Orange Bowl. We're talking about Notre Dame versus Penn State. All the brands you could possibly want. You can just hear the playoff selection committee giddy that there is just all brands left. And speaking of great brands, Pete Futek, College Football News, joins us every Thursday on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline right now. Pete, welcome to the show.
And get used to it. I mean, this is going to be your college football playoff semifinals pretty much every year. We have to get ready for this. Isn't the NCAA basketball tournament? We're not going to have a Cinderella, which is like kind of think everyone was waiting for. Like, oh my gosh, Arizona State's going to go on a run, or Boise State, or SMU. That's not going to happen. It is going to be the really rich teams who can afford a Chip Kelly as an offensive coordinator, and the teams with the big giant names are going to be in this every single year now, because before, you could have a Cincinnati, maybe a TCU. You ain't getting that anymore.
I mean, in this case, aren't Penn State and Notre Dame, aren't they the Cinderellas in that whole bowl, because nobody expected them to be there?
A little bit. I mean, at least Penn State. I mean, this is where it's going to be interesting, because both of these teams are still – you're in the college football playoff semifinals. You did something right. There's no such thing as a cheap CFP semifinalist anymore, and yet still, James Franklin can't win the big one. Oh, Notre Dame's schedule isn't any good. They're still being gone, but they have a ton of talent. They are good enough to potentially win a national championship, both of them. I don't think they will, but these are big, gigantic programs. There is something that kind of feels a little – you know, like, oh, they're kind of the outliers here. And Texas is doing that, too. Sarkisian's playing up the thing where, oh, well, we're just little old Texas. We'll show up, and maybe, good God willing, good things will happen. You know, that kind of stuff, because that's kind of what everyone does this time of year.
Yeah, I want to ask about Penn State and Texas, Penn State and Notre Dame first. I can't possibly bet on Notre Dame tonight after the loss to Northern Illinois. I can't escape it. I think Notre Dame's the better team, Pete, and I do think that Franklin chokes in big games. But when you lose to Northern Illinois, I cross you off my list.
All right, there's everything wrong with everything you just said. Franklin doesn't choke in big games. His teams just aren't as good. I mean, it's this has been my Ryan Day argument with you guys. It's like, yeah, okay, so you lose to, like, the best teams in the country here, you know, every once in a while here when you play them. It's hard to not lose to the medium-range teams all the time. It's so hard to beat, you know, all the upper-level teams, to beat the Illinois and the Minnesotas and, the you know, this year USC. And to do that, he never gets credit for that. He never gets credit that his teams are not losing to, you know, to teams that most everyone else tends to lose to. And his biggest sin is, yeah, he can't get by, you know, the powerhouse Michigan teams of the last few years, or Ohio State, who's, you know, arguably the best program in college football going. So I push back a little on that. And the Northern Illinois thing, I can tell you this, that was such an outlier. It was, they screwed up. The coaching staff admitted they screwed up. It was after the Texas A&M game. They're trying to work out the passing game. They had a historically low number of carries for a team that does nothing but run the ball. And I don't want to equate that to Ohio State's Michigan game, but that was kind of the moment like, okay, enough of this. We're just going to go to our what we do well and just start playing. And as soon, and that kind of woke everyone up. They were like, we're not going to, you know, screw around anymore. We're just going to keep handing the ball off, rely on our defense, and go from there. So I do get not picking Notre Dame, but don't do it because of the Northern Illinois game. That was such a bizarre, weird, quirky outlier that just that actually might have made them better.
Pete, who's the best quarterback left in the playoffs?
Wow. I get Quinn Ewers. I mean, right? I mean, I think he's – some would say Arch Manning. But Quinn Ewers is the best. He just doesn't get enough love because he's not flashy enough because he's not Arch Manning. But you know what he is. He's going to complete 66% of his passes. He's going to make one big mistake that's going to be like, oh, well, look at that. He's going to not hit a lot of downfield plays because that's not what he does. He's going to hit a ton of mid-range throws to his fast guys on the move. And Sarkisian is going to screw it up by stop letting him throw because that's what Texas does. They kind of, no one goes Texasing more than them because they just, they can't take success for an answer. Something works, and then they decide to get cute and go away from it. So Quinn Ewers is going to be fine. He's going to be good to go against Ohio State. But, you know, Aller's the, you know, pretty good. He's going to have to be pretty good tonight. He's actually probably the best quarterback Notre Dame's faced all year, as crazy as that sounds. Howard, in within this system, has been fantastic. You know, so all four of these quarterbacks tonight, for what they do, if you're here, you did something right as the starting quarterback.
Does Vegas have the right read to you on Texas, Ohio State? Does it feel like it should be 5.5 or 6 points?
I mean, I think it should be way higher, but that I can get where the skittish public is going to be a little bit afraid that, you know, okay, Ohio State, this can't be real. You know, they're gonna go back to being the team that sort of, you know, turtled a little bit through the season and just got by and just sort of, you know, maybe the Michigan games, you know, spooked a little bit. But I mean, look what they just did. I mean, they didn't play Boise State and SMU to get here. They destroyed a Tennessee team that was really, really good, that had NFL dudes on both sides of the line. And they just ripped through Oregon, the undefeated number one team. Poor Oregon. You're talking about getting a horrible break is getting Ohio State. They just ripped through the only undefeated number one team that was ranked number one like it was just a light scrimmage. I mean, they just showed just how good they are. And I don't think people quite buy into it yet. If you buy into Ohio State, I think you got to buy into that they're going to win this by more than six.
Pete Fucek of the College Football News publication. I want to give you a lot of, you know, build that up there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
It's just College Football News. We lost the Facebook. It's just cleaner that way.
I thought the publication would be the problem there, but I'm glad I gave you the Ohio State treatment.
So you're the anti-Ohio State.
We don't go pretentious like that. Like there's another Ohio State that they had to distinguish themselves. We got to get our branding right here because you know McDowell's Joe's Ohio State's gonna like get the credit here for something.
The Home Depot did the same damn thing, and nobody calls them out for it, Pete. What does Ohio State Texas? What does that game come down to?
Ohio State, just keep it going. You're the better team. You've got more talent. Just don't be afraid. I mean, they're going to get hit because Texas is the one team in this whole thing that has – I mean, Texas, Georgia are the two teams that have the athleticism, I can talk, on both sides, the NFL guys that could hang with Ohio State. Penn State, Notre Dame, don't. Texas can run. Texas has probably the best offensive lineman in the upcoming NFL draft in Banks. They've got the guys up front. They could, but they couldn't run on Arizona State. Yours might not be, you know, the next Patrick Mahomes, but he's going to be one of those guys who hangs around the league for 15 years. He's a good quarterback. They've got 4-2 speed everywhere, but the whole thing just doesn't quite work. So Ohio State's got to be okay that they're going to get scored on a little bit here, but they're just better. If they just come in with the attitude, okay, you just scored, we're just going to go boom, 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 right back down, and not play it safe. Just realize your defense is good enough to clean up any messes. Your offense has more talent. Your offense has the guys. And how about this for the biggest break so far? Ohio State's offensive line's been great. You know, that was the big concern. You lose all these guys, and it couldn't handle Michigan's defensive front. And so far in two games against two monster teams, that offensive line just absolutely has been fantastic so far. So if it can do that, if it can hold up against what's coming, you know, when Texas starts bringing the defensive pressure, because they will, then I think they'll house it.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It'll be all right.
Is there a chance we see what Saban did in the, what was it, the 2018 national title game when he made the benching of Hurts for Tua? Is there a chance we see something like that in this game with Texas?
I was on the field that game, and I at that point, if you told me that Jalen Hurts would be maybe an NFL safety, I'd be like, yeah, maybe. That guy was throwing worm burners all over the place. He was so off. And, like, all of it, they had to change him because he couldn't hit anything. He couldn't do anything right, and then he put into it. So it would have to take Quinn Ewers just absolutely flopping around and just not being able to hit anything for him to do this. With that said, because it's Texas and because it's Sark, what you're going to see is Ewers is going to hit go like 10 of 11, and then they're going to bring in Arch for like a package player here that's just going to screw up everything. So just if you're an Ohio State fan and you're freaking out that all of a sudden that Texas is up 10-3 or 13-3 because the passing game's working, don't worry. It'll change.
Pete, I'm not sure if you've read the Dennis Dodd opinion piece, but basically, I think you'll be able to infer what the piece is about here. With this question, should Ryan Day be ready to leave Ohio State because of vitriolic fans?
I mean, welcome to, if you don't know what you're getting into as the Ohio State coach, I mean, that's, cost to do in business. I mean, for what? Where is he going to go with the resources he has here? I mean, I mean, you guys know better than I am. I haven't heard any scuttlebutt about any NFL, openings that would want him. If you're Ryan Day and you want to leave, why? If you win the national championship, then all of a sudden, you kind of become a little bit of a god. I mean, it's how Ohio State fans roll, where right now they hate him, but if he wins the national championships and leaves, they're going to make a statue for him, and the next guy's going to be like, oh, you weren't Ryan Day. Ryan Day never lost to Maryland, all that kind of stuff. So if you're Day, I guess mental health-wise, all right, but dude's getting paid a heck of a lot of money to sit there and take heat from Ohio State fans yelling at him. So all he can do is just go out there and keep putting out these great teams and try to win it, and God help them if they lose to Texas.
What happens to Carson Beck?
Miami, this is a weird one. It's because this year, and what's going to happen going forward, is there are a lot of quarterback-starved teams. I mean, the Giants screwed up royally by, messing up this draft pick. Shedeur Sanders, I think he's the best quarterback in this draft, but, he's not elite. He's not Caleb Williams. He's not Jaden Daniels. He's good. Cam Ward's good, but last year was kind of the year for these guys. And, after that, who you got? Jalen Milroe? After that, what do you got? Quinn Ewers? It's Dylan Gabriel. They're quarterback-desperate teams, and there aren't enough quarterbacks out there. So if you're Beck, this is kind of your year to kind of Kenny Pickett up a little bit and, be just kind of a guy who gets overdrafted and paid for it. But now in the new wave of the transfer portal and NIL, if you are now projected to be like a second or third round pick, you could probably make more next year going to the Miami Hurricanes if you're Carson Beck. So certainly Ohio State has to be at least a thought just because, who doesn't want to throw to these ending Jeremiah Smith and these NFL receivers and be a part of this. I would think a place like Colorado would kind of work. Ole Miss has got an opening there. Being Lane Kiffin's quarterback, you're going to put up a gajillion yards. but I think he's a Miami Hurricane.
The man will have secured the Miami NIL bag and a Cavender twin all in one calendar year. Well done, young Carson Beck. Pete, you're the best, buddy. We appreciate you. Enjoy the games.
Have a good night, guys. Have a good one.
Pete Futek, College Football News on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He had no idea what to do with the Cavender twin line. That was a smart call. You could hear him literally pulling the phone away from his face.
Some business decisions being made by Pete right there, and I respect it.
Smart man Carson Beck as well. And Ryan Day should take matters into his own hands. That's if you believe one college football analyst. That's what he believes. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.